إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, whenever anyone invests in something, whenever somebody makes the effort in a direction, whenever somebody invests something, they always look to see how beneficial that investment is. How is it fulfilling the purpose for which they made the investment? Because benefit is measured not in terms of what comes, but in terms of what is intended to come. Meaning, I made the investment for a reason. Is that reason being fulfilled? If that reason is not being fulfilled, but then I don't consider that investment to be something which is worthwhile. Now, I draw my attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave us everything we have. He gave us our faculties, He gave us our talents, He gave us our strengths. He gave us whatever resources we have, whether it is money, whether it's power. And ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, we are constrained by examples. We do not give the example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't take it literally, but think about this, that if we are to assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an investment in us, and we want to ensure that we are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a return on his investment, how would we assess ourselves and say that, am I a worthy investment? Am I a worthy investment? Of course, with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not trying to impute what a return to him, because no abd can give anything to his Rabb. We cannot cause any benefit to Allah, we cannot cause any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just think about this purely from the limited perspective that I am saying. That is, if I am to see whatever Allah gave me, whatever talents that Allah gave me, whatever wealth Allah gave me, whether this is worthwhile, then I must see how I am benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan in my life. I cannot benefit Allah, but I can benefit the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am taking the liberty of saying this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "In tansurullah yansurkum." Whoever helps Allah, Allah will help him. And so this is also in context. Obviously, nobody can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but by help Allah, it means helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his work. And so therefore, in that context, I am saying that I need to assess myself, and you need to assess yourself and say, how are you benefiting Islam? How are you benefiting the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because that is the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us faculties to indulge ourselves. He didn't give us strength to just enjoy our strength. He didn't give us good health just for us to enjoy that good health. That, you know, I can run up a mountain when I am 90 years old or something, right? If I have, you know, beauty, I can just show it off. Or if I have talent, if I can write and speak, and, you know, if I can influence people, then I do that purely for my personal benefit. If I have wealth, then I just enjoy my wealth, even though after enjoying the wealth I'm just saying alhamdulillah, right? I just bought a beautiful boat, or I just bought a new plane, or I just bought yet another expensive car or whatever, and I'm not doing anything haram. I'm using my wealth buying something nice. I enjoy it and I say alhamdulillah. But I submit to you that is not why you were given wealth. You were not given wealth to buy yet another car, yet another plane, or whatever it is. What is the purpose for giving this wealth? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this wealth to us? And I dare say that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, in his estimation, in his judgment, that money spent on that car, if it had been spent in alleviating the suffering of people who are suffering, that in the estimation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be a far better and a far higher return on that investment. So I'm saying we need to assess ourselves and say, what is it that I'm doing which is a return on investment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, where I am giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that He will be pleased with. And we need to do that and this assessment with every single thing that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our assets, material or otherwise. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.